I never could see how you deep space men can really understand what you're doing. Either the frightful speeds at which you travel, the distances you cover, or the way your communicators work. In fact, according to the professors, no human mind can understand figures of those magnitudes at all. But you must understand them, I should think, or perhaps... Or maybe the guy isn't human? Kinnison laughed deeply, infectiously. No, the professors are right. We can't understand the figures, but we don't have to. All we have to do is to work with them. And now that it has just percolated through my skull who you really are, that you are Gladys Forrester, it's quite clear that you and I are in the same boat.
Me? How? She exclaimed.
The human mind cannot really understand a million of anything. Yet your father, an immensely wealthy man, gave you clear title to a million credits in cash to train you in finance in the only way that really produces results, the hard way of actual experience. You lost a lot of it at first, of course. But at last accounts, you had got it all back, and some besides, in spite of all the smart guys trying to take it away from you. The fact that your brain can't envisage a million credits hasn't interfered with your manipulation of that amount, has it?
No, but that's entirely different, she protested.
Not in any essential feature, he countered. I can explain it best, perhaps, by analogy. You can't visualize mentally the size of North America, either, yet that fact doesn't bother you in the least while you're driving around on it in an automobile. What do you drive? On the ground, I mean, not in the air.
A Dekotinsky Sporter.
Top speed, 140 miles an hour, and I suppose you cruise between 90 and 100. We'll have to pretend that you drive a Crown Over sedan, or some other big, slow jalopy, so that you tour at about 60 and have an absolute top of 90. Also, you have a radio. On the broadcast bands, you can hear a program from 3,000 or 4,000 miles away, or on shortwave, from anywhere on Tellus.
I can get tight-beam shortwave programs from the moon, the girl broke in. I've heard them lots of times.
Yes, Kinnison assented dryly, at such times as there didn't happen to be any interference.
Static is pretty bad, lots of times, the heiress agreed.
Well, change miles to parsecs and you've got the picture of deep space speeds and operations, Kinnison informed her. Our speed varies, of course, with the density of matter in space, but on the average, say one atom of substance per 10 cubic centimeters of space, we tour at about 60 parsecs an hour, and full blast is about 90. And our ultrawave communicators working below the level of the ether is the sub-ether, whatever that is, she interrupted. That's as good a definition of it as any, he grinned at her.